Welcome back. We're going to start off the next set with a gentleman who hasn't been with us for a couple of years, but he's back this year, and we're delighted to have him back. He's well known as a Sacred Harp singer, and he has been teaching the shape note singing mini class this week, and he's also been teaching gospel repertoire for the auto harp. And I'm speaking of Charles Whitmer. Charles has been a music educator for the past 16 years, and my hat's off to him because he has been teaching middle schoolers, and that's a tough job. Anyone who has middle schoolers should know that. Charles is also going to be leaving and going to Japan next week. He's leaving Texas, and he's going to go teach in Japan on one of the Department of Defense dependent schools, so he'll be out of the country. But right now, I'd like for you to enjoy Charles's fine auto harp playing.
I'd like to start off with a tune. It's called Bonaparte's Retreat. Thank you. Thank you. Now I'd like to do a tune that's actually from the Sacred Harp songbook from the songs that we've been singing this week and the song that we did sing this week. So I'd like to adapt it to the auto harp and do a little bit of the Promised Land.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye. To Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. I'm bound for the promised land, bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. reach that happy place, I'll be forever blessed. The Lord will lead me by the hand to my eternal rest. I'm bound for the promised land, bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. Generous fruits which never fail, on trees immortal grow. There rocks and hills and brooks and vales with milk and honey flow. I'm bound for the promised land, bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. I'm bound for the promised land, bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'd like to do one of my favorite tunes. We actually covered it in the gospel class, and I'd like to do a little bit of it. And if you know parts of this on the chorus, please join in, because it's got some beautiful harmony parts in it. So if you know any of this, join me on the chorus. It's called It Is Well With My Soul.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to finish up with one of my favorite auto harp tunes. It was probably the second tune I ever learned, and I still enjoy playing it. So I'm going to do a little bit of Grandfather's Clock, and thank you for listening.
My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn, on the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. My grandfather said that of those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he found. For it wasted no time and had but one desire, at the close of each week to be wound. And it kept in its place, not a frown upon his face, and his hands never hung by his side. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. In the dead of the night, an alarm that for years had not rung. Then we knew that his spirit was ready for flight, that his hour of departure had come. Still the clock kept the time with a soft and muffled chime, as we silently stood by his side. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, life seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Just a reminder not to forget that there's a dance immediately following the concert in the pavilion tonight. And also, tomorrow evening, there will be a sacred harp singing led by Charles Whitmer and Florin Williams in the chapel at 6:30. It's open to everyone. Charles said, just bring a willing heart. It doesn't matter if you've never sung shape note singing before. And if you've never, ever experienced shape note singing, I would suggest that you go. It is probably the most wonderful, soul-stirring music you could ever listen to. It's powerful, and I don't think you should miss it. And, you know, there was one thing I forgot to tell you about Charles. He has perfect pitch. And I don't think that that's like the punchline where you know, what's perfect pitch and you throw the banjo. But speaking of banjos, there was this musician who was really hungry and he walked into a fast food place that he'd never been into before and he asked the guy behind the counter, what's good? And the guy behind the counter said, well, how hungry are you? And the guy said, I am starving. I'm really starving. So what do you recommend? And the guy said, well, you could try the banjo burger. And the musician said, banjo burger, well, what is that? And the guy said, well, you take the bun and you slather it with mayonnaise, and then you toss on an all-meat patty. Then you cover it in ketchup and you put on tomato slices. Then you put another meat patty on there. And then you cover that with more ketchup and more mayonnaise, and you put the top on it, and that's your banjo burger. And the guy said, oh, that sounds wonderful, I'll have that. But why is it called a banjo burger? And the guy said, well, just take it, you'll see. So the guy gets his burger and he says, wow, this looks wonderful. So he picks it up and he takes a bite. And then he goes. I'm not sure we're gonna have any banjo burgers on stage, but we will have some banjos. And we have a whole collection of musicians coming out. All of them have been the bluegrass instructors this week. And we were trying to decide what to call them. So I think that the best thing we could call them is the Banjo Instructor Crew. And they will be ably led by the coordinator of Bluegrass Week, Paul Kovac. So let's get back and listen to some real picking.
Moving kind of slow. Sorry, Flan. Well, thanks, folks. Hey, I'm Paul Kovac. Put the Bluegrass Week together here. I'm real proud of the way the week came off here and this whole assemblage of musicians. We're just going to introduce them and play some music here, try to play as much music as we can in the time that we have. So here on this first tune, Fletcher Bright, Murphy Henry, if you hear your name, just run up to a microphone, y'all. Tim Stafford, Butch Baldessari, Rob Ikes, and Mark Schatz on the doghouse, the bull fiddle. Fooling around.
That's good enough.
Let him go.
Welcome Chris Jones and Tom Adams here.
Tom Adams in the dark down there.
Did I say make welcome Chris Jones and Tom Adams?
Thank you. away. I think of the love of yesterday. Now I know she's gone away. She's in heaven, so they say. And then she left me oh so lonely. She lies at rest beneath the clay. Will the angels tell her for me that my love never dies? Someday I'll walk along beside her. I wonder if you know me back. When I meet you up in heaven, we'll have life eternal there. Will the angels tell her for me that my love never dies? Someday I'll walk along beside her on that golden whip.
Right into this fiddle mic here. I have a scorecard. You can't tell the players without a scorecard. Suzanne Thomas. Brian Wicklin right behind me. And Alan Epstein. Oh,
Mississippi, and you, dear, mockingbirds are singing around my cabin door. I miss the Mississippi and you. Muddy water shore, I miss the Mississippi and you. Oodley, oodley, dee-oh-lay, oh, Mississippi.
Make welcome on the mandolin, Butch Baldessari.
Thank you. There we go. I'm going to do something kind of completely different from Jimmy Rogers. Jimmy Rogers was actually a big influence on the father of bluegrass, Mr. Bill Monroe. And we're going to do a medley of bluesy tunes that Bill wrote throughout his career. This is going to be the Honky Tonk Swing, the Bluegrass Stomp, and Bluegrass Part 1.
Gotta get that mic just right.
I don't need that.
That ain't powerful.
There it goes. Is it going? It's going. Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you, bluegrass music fans.
He raised both of them. No, for Casey and Henry.
Two new members of the group this evening. On the guitar, Casey Groves. You know her, you love her. And on the banjo, Casey Henry. And on the bass, Amanda Kowalski, all of 17. About a year ago or so, Casey Groves released an album, her first album, and her only record at the time. And it's all original songs, and most of the crew on the record are people that she met here at Augusta, so it seemed like a full circle thing. And Casey's been here for a lot of years. How many years?
6 years.
6 years. So it's high time to get her on the stage to sing a song. Title song from your record. You want to say it?
It's called Can You Hear It? Another couple miles down the road is a place that recalls days of old. Can't you hear the sound of the music through the trees? Can you hear it, or is it just me? Through the trees, can you hear it, or is it just me? Another couple miles down the road is a place that recalls days of old. Can't you hear the sound of the music through the trees? Can you hear it, or is it just me? Can't you hear the sound of the music through the trees? Can you hear it, or is it just me?
Casey Groves.
Has everybody had a good week?
Yeah?
Terrific. Well, I thought as we're setting up here, I'd tell you a little something that happened to me recently. I was playing at a bluegrass gig not so far from where I live in Minnesota. And after the show, this French man, he came up and he said, I too am a musician professional. I said, oh, great, great, what do you play? Piano. And he said, I noticed that when you play with such nice technique and such great, great tone. He said, I just have one question for you. And I said, what's that? He said, why do you choose to play music so primitive? I don't know, I was dropped on my head as a baby, or maybe I was spoon-fed possum puree or something, but anyway, so some primitive music. Well, I'd like to play you a tune that I composed here, it was New Year's Eve, or actually New Year's morning. I woke up and it was an incredibly beautiful day. I looked outside the window and there was fresh snow that was on the pine trees behind my house, and it was a really cold, just beautiful morning, and this tune came to me. So the working title is the Millennium Waltz, because I wrote it on New Year's Day, but I think after this weekend I might call it Possum Puree Waltz. So.
Thank you.
Brian Wicklin. Beautiful, Brian. Our guest master for Bluegrass Week, and he's a living legend, and Mac wanted me to make sure that I said living legend. Make him welcome, Mac Martin, please.
Thank you, Paul. It's a Bill Monroe song, and Suzanne is going to help me do the, she's going to do the Monroe part, I'm going to do the Jimmy Martin part there.
I need a hat.
I don't know what I need if I'm Jimmy Martin. Here's one called A Letter from My Darling.
Just for you, I